A Senate committee overhauls the property tax reform bill. A Medicaid reform bill advances to the full Senate. And a House committee approves a bill expanding access to birth control, but leaves several common forms out. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the week at the State House.
The property tax reform legislation originally rolled every homeowner's tax bill back to 2021 levels, but the amended version is now more narrowly focused on older Hoosiers and disabled veterans, while also limiting how much local governments can collect in property taxes each year. It's estimated to save taxpayers $1.4 billion over the next 3 years. A Senate committee removed a lifetime eligibility limit from a Medicaid reform bill, though it still makes major changes to the Healthy Indiana Plan, including reintroducing previously halted work requirements and an enrollment cap. And the original language of a bill aimed at expanding birth control access required local health departments to provide access to condoms, long-acting reversible contraceptives, and over-the-counter birth control. The revised bill excludes condoms and long-acting reversible contraceptives. Doctors say that goes against all medical information and guidelines. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.